Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today's story focuses on major turbulence in the ticket resale world, as StubHub and its CEO Eric Baker face a proposed $5 million class action lawsuit in the United States. This lawsuit, initiated by ticket purchaser Louis Sanquini, has been filed in the Southern District of New York, and its allegations are shaking up the ticketing sector. The core claims are that StubHub has engaged in deceptive business practices and fraudulent misrepresentation, painting itself as a fair marketplace for fans while allowing or even enabling large-scale scalpers to manipulate prices and ticket availability. At the heart of the controversy is the company's marketing. StubHub promotes itself as a neutral venue, a place where fans can safely transact tickets among themselves for their favorite events. But as investigations dig deeper, troubling ties have surfaced between the platform's executive leadership and professional ticket resellers operating at massive scale. One of the most significant revelations comes from a recent CBC investigation, which exposed connections between Eric Baker and Andro Capital, a hedge fund that's a major player in buying and reselling tickets on StubHub itself. This means that while StubHub assures consumers it's simply facilitating fan-to-fan sales, its own leadership is heavily implicated in activities that undermine the fairness of that very marketplace. The lawsuit argues that consumers have been grossly misled, purchasing tickets under the impression that they're participating in a level playing field, all the while facing competition from industrial-scale scalpers. And these scalpers, armed with vast financial resources and knowledge of the system, are able to outmaneuver regular fans with ease. The complaint points out that many buyers were completely unaware of the underlying conflicts of interest and the potentially artificial inflation of prices that stemmed from this hidden arrangement. By not disclosing its CEO's financial ties to a prolific ticket reselling enterprise, StubHub left consumers in the dark and possibly on the hook for inflated ticket prices. The suit also elevates the issue of transparency, focusing on StubHub's responsibility to make these relationships and operational realities clear to its users. Lead counsel Kevin Steinberg has been vocal, stating that the heart of the suit is about securing clarity and honesty for consumers who trusted the company to play fair. As Steinberg notes, when customers are led to believe they're simply transacting with other fans, but are instead up against professional scalpers, the principles of equity and trust are undermined. This erosion of trust has been amplified by countless recent customer complaints, particularly around major events like the World Cup, where ticket buyers have experienced cancellations, unpredictable pricing, and difficulty accessing legitimate tickets. In such high-profile scenarios, the stakes are even higher, not just financially, but emotionally, as dedicated fans may lose out entirely despite their best efforts. StubHub, for its part, maintains that it's simply a technology platform, facilitating transactions between buyers and sellers and not directly involved in buying or selling tickets. The company argues that it doesn't set prices and thus can't be held responsible for the actions of independent resellers on its platform. But the recent disclosures about Eric Baker's connections with ticket reselling outfits challenge that narrative, undermining the argument that StubHub operates in a purely neutral capacity. For the average consumer, the distinction between StubHub as a platform and the businesses or individuals selling via StubHub isn't always clear, especially when executive interests blur those lines further. Growing frustration from consumers is palpable and has pushed regulators and watchdogs to scrutinize the inner workings of ticket resale platforms more than ever. The repercussions of this lawsuit may well extend far beyond just StubHub, shaking up the entire landscape of secondary ticket markets and forcing a reckoning with long-standing industry practices. If the allegations are proven in court, we could see an industry-wide push for platforms to strengthen transparency measures and proactively root out conflicts of interest. One potential outcome could be mandatory disclosures of ownership stakes and financial relationships between platform executives and large-volume sellers. Such measures would offer buyers clearer context about who they're really buying from and how pricing might be affected behind the scenes. There's also a strong public and political appetite to tackle the scourge of ticket scalping, which often prices loyal fans out of tickets to the events they support year after year. In Australia and internationally, we've seen lawmakers propose harsher regulations on ticket reselling, such as price caps and bans on automated purchasing bots, in direct response to widespread consumer frustration. A verdict against StubHub could well accelerate momentum towards further legislative action, especially in bigger markets like the US and Europe. Beyond ticketing, this lawsuit spotlights a wider anxiety: the erosion of consumer rights in digital-first marketplaces, whether you're buying tickets, ebooks, or video games. As businesses continue shifting to digital products and services, ownership rights and consumer protections are lagging behind, often to the customer's detriment. Just as in the ticket resale space, users of digital platforms are frequently blindsided by restrictions, sudden policy changes, or revocable access to their purchases. In the world of video games, for example, we've seen titles pulled from download libraries or access revoked for reasons far outside the buyer's control. Many consumers, accustomed to the concept of owning a physical product, find the transition to digital rights management limiting. License agreements buried in fine print can mean customers don't actually own what they buy, they only possess access, which can be revoked at any time. In both ticketing and digital goods, advocates are calling for clearer terms, the right to resell digital purchases, and stronger consumer safeguards. Bringing the focus back to StubHub, the current legal saga has revealed just how quickly consumer trust can unravel when expectations aren't met and transparency falls short. The lawsuit claims that StubHub's practices amounted to a systematic deception, putting loyal fans at a disadvantage and benefiting the powerful few behind the curtain. It's a sharp warning to both established players and newcomers in all digital marketplaces. Trust is built not just on user experience but on ethical practices and honest communication. So what happens next? The lawsuit must first overcome procedural hurdles, class certification processes, the question of standing, and of course, StubHub's own well-resourced legal defense teams determined to rebuff the claims. But if the court finds that StubHub systematically failed to disclose relevant business relationships or misrepresented the nature of its platform in ways that harmed consumers, it could open the floodgates for similar actions in other industries. This type of outcome would encourage both legal and regulatory bodies to more closely examine the conduct of online marketplaces, especially those dealing in high-value digital goods and services. We could see governments pivot to introduce new consumer protections, such as transparent ownership disclosures, caps on resale markups, or enforceable digital rights. At the industry level, platforms may have to invest in robust monitoring systems to detect and deter unfair behavior, such as bulk purchasing by scalpers or the existence of shadow business entities linked to insiders. Ultimately, the pressure is mounting for ticketing companies and digital platforms alike to renew their commitment to fairness and openness. While no marketplace is ever entirely immune to manipulation or abuse, transparent policies and proactive engagement can go a long way to restoring confidence and protecting loyal customers from exploitation. For fans, this legal showdown is a reminder to read the fine print, question claims of neutrality, and demand clarity whenever money and memories are on the line. At the same time, it's a call to policymakers and regulators to catch up with technological realities and put enforceable rules in place that guarantee consumer rights aren't left in the dust. If you're a buyer in any kind of digital marketplace, whether for concert tickets, video games, or ebooks, the lessons from the StubHub class action are crystal clear. Trust, when broken, is hard to regain. As class members and legal observers alike wait to see where the court will land, industry leaders and platform executives would do well to heed the warning and reconsider their business models. This isn't just about selling tickets. It's about setting the standard for how digital commerce should operate, what consumers can expect, and what sorts of disclosures should be the norm, rather than the exception. With digital marketplaces shaping more and more aspects of our daily lives, the ripple effects of this court case could be felt for years to come, and it might finally force the industry to step up, infusing transparency into their DNA and putting customer interests front and center. Ultimately, this turning point is an opportunity for the entire ecosystem to evolve, if the lessons are honestly embraced and not just brushed aside in the scramble to protect profits. As the legal process unfolds, we'll be keeping a close eye on further developments, including possible regulatory responses and similar lawsuits against other digital platforms. For now, all eyes are on StubHub, executives like Eric Baker, and whether they'll answer the call for openness or continue to defend their disputed practices. One thing's for sure, consumers are demanding and deserve a fair go. That wraps up this edition of Open Source News Elements, brought to you by Element.fm. If you care about transparency, ethics, and your rights as a digital consumer, now's the time to pay attention. We'll continue to follow these stories, making sense of how legal battles and regulatory shifts affect your life online and off. Thanks for listening.